Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief here with you on CBS Sports Radio. For my folks on the East Coast, happy Wednesday morning to you. To my folks in the Midwest, what up? Down South, I see you in the ATL. That's where I'm at. To my folks in California, I love Lil Cali love. California needs a whole lot of love. We as a country need a lot of love. And that's what I'm going to be showing you for the next 2 hours. If you missed the last 2 hours, you missed a lot. You can check out any of the show that you missed on CBSSportsRadio.com. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. We know things are tough. That's why I'm showing love. But Rocket Mortgage, they are prepared to help. If you, yes, you need mortgage assistance, you can holler at them 24/7 at RocketMortgage.com. That's RocketMortgage.com. If you have any problems or you need help with your mortgage, from them to you, the guys at Rocket Mortgage, they are with you the entire way. I'm going to be with you for the next 2 hours, as I said, until Amy Lawrence comes through and, you know, she takes over the situation. And I want to give a big shout out to everybody who came through the first 2 hours and has shown love. This is my 11-year anniversary of JR Sport Brief. If you're not familiar, this is something that I started in my bedroom as a YouTube channel, and right now I am here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking about the NFL draft and the expansion of the playoffs. Chris Trapasso came on, and he's an NFL draft expert. He broke things down. The last hour, we spoke about some of your favorite Michael Jordan memories. And we're going to spend some more time talking about the NFL. We're going to spend some more time talking about the NBA, you know, this 2K tournament that they just pretty much started. But I also see we still have another caller here, Rex from Alabama. I want to get him on before we transition back over into the NFL. We were talking about memories of Michael Jordan. You know, ESPN moved up that documentary that we all want to see, chronicling the final year of the Bulls' run. That 97-98 squad that was pretty much the end of the dynasty. You know, Scottie Pippen didn't know if he was going to stick around or go. Phil Jackson was contemplating. We were on the cusp of a lockout, a shortened season of that year in 1999 when the San Antonio Spurs and the Twin Towers and Avery Johnson and Elliott went and won that title. But we're going to learn more right now about Michael Jordan and that Bulls squad. So we're going to go to the line right now, the Geico line, 855-212-4CBS, sponsored by Geico. Like I said, whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to tie together your home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So what do? You get a quote at geico.com. It is easy. Let's get in this last Michael Jordan memory. It's Rex from Alabama. Rex, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, first thing, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Hey, we appreciate what y'all do. I mean, I'm down here in the South, and, you know, you and Paul Feinbaum, that's who we get to hear down here. And it's a great thing what y'all doing to keep us alive. But I just want to say I heard the gentleman talk about Michael Jordan buying a transport bus because he had long legs. But the best thing I saw when he was here, for two nights straight, he had hit the ball to the warning track. And then the third night that I saw him, he put it over center field wall. Folks went nuts.
You saw Michael Jordan home run, huh?
His first home run.
That's bad. I don't think there were too many after that one. So you probably saw one of a kind, Rex.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for calling up. All the best to my neighbor Rex in Alabama.
Thank you, buddy.
No doubt about it. All the best to Rex. Yeah, I mean, hey, if you saw Michael Jordan hit a home run, congratulations. I don't know if that's something that you'd necessarily even see in a video game. You know, Michael Jordan was good at ball. He wasn't so good at baseball. And, you know, we're going to take this opportunity to pretty much transition over into talking about the NFL. We had a great interview in the first hour. And, yes, if you miss any aspect of the JR Sport Brief show, you can catch it after the show in the next morning on CBS Sports Radio. You know, my open, I really wanted to tie everybody together in community, especially everything going on in the world right now. So if you missed my open in that 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific hour, make sure you see that or listen to that at the beginning of my show. You know, it's bittersweet for me. 11-year anniversary, and it's just so much going on in the world right now that just it's hard to swallow. But, you know, every day, one day at a time, you do the most that you can do for yourselves, for your families, for your friends, and you just try to make the best decisions every single day going forward. And after that, we spoke to Chris Trapasso, as I said. He's a draft expert for the NFL here with us on CBS Sports, and he broke down all of the possibilities that we face in the upcoming draft that is still set and scheduled for April 23rd. You know, the NFL draft hasn't moved. I know what Arthur Blank, owner of the Falcons, said yesterday. It's a possibility we may have empty stadiums for football when we come back. But we've also gotten word today that for as of now, today, and we can only go one day at a time, that the NFL plans on going forward as normal with their season. So what does that mean? That may mean less mini camps. It may mean that there may not be a rookie camp. But when it comes down to our games in September, we're going to go forward. You know, and other news that broke today is that the playoffs will be expanding. So we're going to see some extra teams in the NFL playoffs this upcoming season. You know, we're going to get 3 wild card games. You know, only the 1 seed is going to get a bye. The number 2 seed in each conference is going to host the 7th seed in the wild card round. And it's also interesting, even Nickelodeon. If you have children, you know, there's going to be a broadcast especially for Nickelodeon. And what I can hope for right now, I just hope, not that I'm going to watch, but I will click through just out of curiosity. Do not put Rob Gronkowski on the Nickelodeon broadcast of an NFL game. Listen to me. Do not put Rob Gronkowski on the Nickelodeon broadcast of an NFL playoff game. That's probably what they're going to do, and it's going to be entertaining in probably the worst way. But having said that, more entertaining is the upcoming draft. And, you know, there's a lot of quarterbacks that are going to be coming to pass. I can't remember the last time I was excited about the playoff field, not the playoff field, excuse me, about the quarterback field and the options at quarterback, whether we're talking about active veterans and MVPs and Cam Newton, or a guy who can't help himself but throw the football to the other team like a Jameis Winston. And then you think about some of the guys that are about to get drafted. Every quarterback who's available right now has its own little question to it. You know, if the Cincinnati Bengals stick with that first pick in a draft and they select Mr. 60 touchdowns, Joe Burrow, how is that going to work? Are the Cincinnati Bengals going to wreck Joe Burrow? Are they going to be enticed by the Miami Dolphins to use some of their 14 draft selections and move up? Are the Dolphins going to stay in their spot? Are they going to be content, you know, maybe waiting for a Tua Tagovailoa? Is a Tua Tagovailoa, is his hip going to be healthy? We have some teams in the NFL right now who look like they just, you know, they're just rolling with the punches in selecting a QB. You know, you look at the Chargers, who I think is perfectly fit for Cam Newton. But do the Chargers kind of stick with a Tyrod Taylor and hope for a Trevor Lawrence next year? Does a Bill Belichick stick with a Stidham? Or does he hope that he has a 6'6", Trevor Lawrence, a national championship winning quarterback the next year that he can rock with for another 5 years or till however long Bill Belichick wants to retire. The Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger is not going to be around forever. The Bears are bringing in a backup in Nick Foles, who they know has won a title with the Eagles. And he's standing right there just in case Mitch Trubisky doesn't get the job done. So there are a lot of teams right now, and there's a lot of quarterbacks that doesn't factor in Eason from Washington. There are other quarterbacks, Justin Herbert. There are other quarterbacks. This is a deep pool of QBs. And it's interesting that we're finally starting to see this next generation of quarterbacks led by a Lamar Jackson, led by a Pat Mahomes. You got one MVP, and then you have the Super Bowl MVP. Who is next up? Who is that next superstar quarterback? I think we already got two. I hope Lamar Jackson can hold up physically. But who's going to be that next guy that we're going to be talking about for the next 10 years that is not named Lamar Jackson, that's not named Pat Mahomes? Who is that next quarterback? I think it's going to be cool. I think it might be someone like Kyler Murray. People had a lot of question marks about Kyler Murray. He's too small. He's not big enough. Can he get the job done? He's probably better situated and fit to go out there and play baseball. But Kyler Murray picked it up last year, and in his rookie year, 3,700 yards, 20 TDs, 12 interceptions. You can expect touchdowns. He rushed for more than 500 yards, and now he's going to be able to throw the football to a DeAndre Hopkins. I personally am most excited about what a Kyler Murray can do for the next 10 years. I hope he can last the next 10 years, but I think he is that up next guy, especially as the NFL moves into a space where it's like playing a video game. You look at what a Lamar Jackson can do. I want to see what Kyler Murray is going to do in this second season when he has a Hopkins that he knows when that ball goes up into the air, Hopkins is going to come down with that football. You have the field of a Joe Burrow. How is that going to translate what he did at LSU, where he basically destroyed the record book? How is that going to translate into his NFL career with the Bengals if the Bengals don't decide to trade from that spot? You know, I'm pretty sure the Dolphins aren't trying to build their future around Ryan Fitzpatrick and Mr. Rosen, who's been a disappointment since the minute he got drafted into the NFL by the Cardinals. We got a deep pool of quarterbacks. Who do you think is the future at the quarterback position? Who are people not paying attention to? I know Deshaun Watson, he's someone that gets overlooked a whole lot. But now I'm pretty sure he's not even happy being in Texas, in Houston with Bill O'Brien. And I don't know what Bill O'Brien is doing. Does he just walk around and close his eyes and decide to pick which player he's going to trade or have a problem with next? I have no idea how Bill O'Brien even got the job to run the squad besides coach it. What has he done? What has he won? You know, kudos and shout outs to Stan Van Gundy, but it's a similar situation. What did Stan Van Gundy ever do at a point in time to run the Detroit Pistons? And now he's gone. You know, what did Bill O'Brien win? Somebody, did I miss something? I have no idea. I think Kyler Murray is one of those future quarterbacks. I think Trevor Lawrence is one of those future great quarterbacks. 3,600 yards, 36 touchdowns last year in a year that they went to that championship game, the year before they knocked off Alabama. Who is the next great quarterback? We know Jackson is there. We know Mahomes is there. Who are people not talking about? I want to take your calls and get your opinions. 855-212-4CBS. Who's that next great QB? Is he someone already on an NFL roster? Is he one of these college players on a come up, on the up and up? We're taking your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know the number, 855-212-4CBS. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking quarterbacks. Who is the next great quarterback? Who is being overlooked? We can look at the MVPs of Lamar Jackson. We can look at a Patrick Mahomes, and we can say, okay, those guys are set. I think a lot of people even still doubt Lamar Jackson. We have a great quarterback pool on deck in both the National Football League and then also a lot of folks who will be coming up and coming out in the draft. And then even next year, you have a Trevor Lawrence. I want to know who you think the next great quarterback is. Patrick Mahomes is an easy answer. Who is being overlooked? Let me know. 855-212-4CBS. And before we hop on, I mean, this is hilarious. I check my social media during the commercials. Yes. On my Instagram, I want to give a shout out to Merritt Wills. Merritt just hit me up and said, hey, JR, I listen to you. You're my favorite talk show host. Well, thank you, Merritt. And then we had a conversation early about your favorite Michael Jordan memory. Matt Thompson on Twitter is an absolute clown, okay? You want to know what Matt Thompson's favorite memory was? When Michael Jordan beat the Monstars in Space Jam. Thank you, Matt Thompson, for your sense of humor coming out of Atlanta. He said the crossover was his real favorite memory. So thank you for guys for checking in with me on social media. I'm JR Sport Brief on Instagram and Twitter. But right now we're going to continue our quarterback conversation where you have a Joe Burrow, a Tua Tagovailoa. You have a Trevor Lawrence coming out next year. You have an Eason. You have a Herbert. You have quarterbacks who are still in the NFL who don't have jobs. Cam Newton. The list goes on and on. Jameis Winston. But who is that next big-time quarterback that we're going to be talking about for the next 10 years? I think when you look at especially someone like Drew Brees, who barely even got to New Orleans because he had a bum shoulder, the San Diego Chargers didn't want him. Drew Brees is now playing at age 40. The Chargers thought he was washed up. They thought he was going to be broken. We have quarterbacks now in an era where it's almost illegal to look at the quarterback the wrong way. I think we can actually look at a lot of these quarterbacks and say they're going to last. Unless they go out and just get ravaged because they want to run out the pocket all of the time. I think we're in a golden era to see electric quarterbacks. Michael Vick was ahead of his time, and now we have someone like Lamar Jackson. It's just blowing that out of the water if you ever thought that would exist. So call me up, 855-212-4CBS. Who is the next great quarterback? You know, besides someone named Pat Mahomes, our line is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and auto insurance. It's hard work. Get a quote, geico.com. It is easy. Let's start in Kentucky, and let's talk to Ian. Ian, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm great, man. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, I wanted to say, been listening to your show. I'm so glad you started up when you did. You've been a big morale boost. Love you, man. Can't get enough. You're doing great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Second off, to my point, Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback in the NFL right now if you are an owner of a franchise. He's a guy you build your team around, and he's a guy that can clearly lead people who aren't supposed to make it to a Super Bowl to the door of a Super Bowl. And that says a lot about him as a player.
Now, when you think about Lamar Jackson, obviously, you know, he is a unique player. He's a full football player. You know, people want to say, oh, well, he ain't a passer. Well, he threw for 36 touchdowns last year. Are you concerned about his durability going forward, though?
You know, that's the big question, because that's what you got with Michael Vick and quarterbacks that do like to run like Lamar does. I don't think durability is an issue, because I think now we have a day and age in science and technology where these guys can take care of their bodies better and at a higher rate. They know more about the science behind it. I think his body will be good for at least, you know, 10 more years at the very least.
Okay.
I genuinely believe that. And that's enough time to make a Hall of Fame career campaign if you're a player of his caliber.
Right, right. Thank you so much, Lamar. I appreciate you calling up. There you go. or Ian. Did I call Ian Lamar? I'm confusing myself. We're talking about Lamar Jackson. That was Ian from Kentucky right there. Appreciate the kind words as well. You know, if you want to look at a quarterback who got beat up and abused and who did kind of hit that close to 10-year mark, and now he's dealing with how he played and his style of play, it's Cam Newton. I mean, you look at Cam Newton, if you want to compare Cam Newton to Lamar Jackson, you can say Cam Newton is someone else who ran with reckless abandon, was able to throw in the pocket. You know, was he always the most accurate? No, but he was certainly a good quarterback, certainly an MVP, certainly someone who took his team to the Super Bowl. But then at the same time, let's look at Cam Newton now. Is he going to be able to get back to that level playing as hard as he does? You know, now you can go on Instagram and see the Cam Newton workout videos, and you can see that he is ripped. He is cut up. He looks like a power lifter. But is he going to be durable enough when he's under center and he's running for his life and he has defenders at his knees and defensive linemen trying to take him out at the ankles? How's he going to do with that foot and that Lisfranc injury? How's he going to do when someone lands on that shoulder? With 2 years ago, it seemed like Cam Newton couldn't get the ball, you know, 15 yards, 20 yards. And hopefully that is not the future of someone like a Lamar Jackson. And that's why I look at someone like Pat Mahomes, and it's a gimme, in my opinion, that Patrick Mahomes, you know, he's the one who's probably going to have a long career. I mean, he dislocated his kneecap this past season, and then you look and you go, oh, wow, I don't know how this is going to affect the Chiefs, and if this guy's gone for a month or 2 months, this season's probably cooked. And he only misses two games. And then he comes back, and Pat Mahomes still throws for 26 touchdowns and still goes and leads them to an NFL title, a Lombardi Trophy. Pat Mahomes seems like a smart runner, someone that's not necessarily going to take the punishment or look to dish it out to the defense. He's going to look to use his arm. And, you know, I would be excited about Kyler Murray, just as excited if Kyler Murray weren't as small as he is. Because how's he going to take those hits? Good for him. He can get away from the defense. But when the defenders are getting bigger, faster, stronger, When some of these defenders are faster than the quarterbacks, you know, Kyler Murray, you know, it's not going to be out of the ordinary for Kyler Murray to get chased down. And I'm interested to see how he does. So we're going to enter into another golden era of quarterbacks. And that's the discussion that we're having right now. Who's a quarterback that's underlooked? Who is underrated? Who is going to be the next guy up that we're going to be talking about for the next 10 years? If Tua Tagovailoa can stay healthy, there's no doubt in my mind that he is going to be one of the better quarterbacks. Dislocated hip, leg injuries. If he can avoid injury in the NFL, which no one does, I think Tua, if he's not major or he doesn't have a major injury, I think Tua is going to be at the top of that list. I would look at Tua and I think more highly of him than Joe Burrow when I think about whether or not he can stay healthy. The quarterback pool is so open and so wide, and I think that's why at this exact moment we have teams. Everybody's talking about, hey, what are the New England Patriots going to do at quarterback? What are the Chargers going to do at quarterback? There's no rush. We know we live in a crazy time, and it was just announced by Roger Goodell at the end of last week that the NFL draft is going to stay in its place. But the reality is there's no rush for a team like the Patriots to go ahead and just slap together a quarterback or try to trade for one or try to push the button. What's the rush? You have the NFL draft. You can evaluate who might still be available in free agency. You can stick with your guns. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if the New England Patriots decided to acquire an Andy Dalton, who we've heard about. It wouldn't surprise me if they decided to stick with a Stidham, who they have. It wouldn't surprise me if whatever they did, they end up with, you know, Trevor Lawrence next season. I'm pretty sure Bill Belichick is not going to complain. And, you know, you can throw, I believe, the tanking aspect out the window, but there are teams who are content with the team they have out there, and the players may not be the ones tanking, but the management is fully aware of the amount of talent they have on the field and their plans for it. Let's go to Wisconsin. Let's check in with John. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
What's going on? I think one giant quarterback that's being underlooked at the moment is Jordan Love. A lot of people were looking at Patrick Mahomes the same way. Huge arm, just don't know all that much about him. I think this guy could be a lot of the same things.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, with Jordan Love coming out of Utah State, you know, the thing is, and this is where we're going with quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And thank you, John from Wisconsin, for calling up. You know, people are afraid of the uber athletic quarterback. And that's where the game is trending. You know, people are used to seeing traditional pocket passers, you know, stand behind center, shift to your left, shift to your right, be able to get the ball out. But now we have players who are revolutionizing the quarterback position. And a lot of people can look at them as not so safe. I don't look at Pat Mahomes and say, oh, Pat Mahomes is, you know, he's a super threat to run, or that we have to account for him in the run game. But he's certainly someone who you look at and go, okay, I have to think about him, but I know he ain't rushing for 1,000 yards. That's not necessarily going to be the case there. Not at all. Not at all. And I think when you look at a Jordan Love, people tend to think someone who wants to run the ball is a little wild. And that shouldn't be the case, because that's where the NFL is moving, where you have quarterbacks who are capable of running, who are capable of throwing. I think it's just a matter of whether or not they can stay healthy. It's real simple, folks. Real simple. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, speaking of healthy, we have one of the most famous surgeons in the United States of America who said, you know what? I'm not doing any more surgeries that are not necessary right now for athletes. And is that the right move, especially in the world and space and time that we live in right now? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about some health. You know, athletes tend to get preferential treatment. When we come back, we're going to talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Much love to everybody tuning in. Doesn't matter if you deep cover on the West Coast, East Coast, down South, Midwest, North, Brazil. Had a caller in from Brazil the other night. Appreciate y'all. This is your show. Happy to be here with you until Amy Lawrence picks up and takes over at 2 a.m. A lot of NFL talk, a lot of NFL quarterback talk, a lot of Michael Jordan talk with the documentary that's going to be coming out, that 10-part documentary. Thank you, Mr. Chris Trapasso, for coming through, our CBS Sports NFL draft expert, breaking down all of the opportunities that exist, you know, for a lot of teams. And us as fans, as we await that NFL draft on April 23rd, coming up at 1:20, if you are a collector, if you're into memorabilia, we're going to be talking to Les Wolf. Last night, I told you about Mr. Kobe Bryant and his towel that he wore and had in his last game that just sold for $30,000. So you don't want to miss that. And then also coming up at the top of the hour, you know, there's someone prestigious, someone here on Earth who's gone into a unique isolation. I'm going to tell you what makes his isolation so unique. You have to be someone of prestige to attain this. You got to be impotent, you know, or important for everybody out there. Listen, right now I want to talk to you about, you know, some people may consider it important, some people may not. It's the matter of essential surgeries at this time and our resources. You know, when you think about baseball, and we've had this conversation here on the JR Sport Brief, You know, unfortunately, you know, this virus that's affecting everyone, it's not picking and choosing who it wants to affect. We've seen this with athletes. I sat on an NBA TV set with Channing Frye when Rudy Gobert was announced as having this, and then the NBA shut down. And then slowly but surely, all sports shut down. And then the NBA had several cases, and it's amazing and nice now that a Donovan Mitchell and a Rudy Gobert are clear, and Kevin Durant is something that he's had to deal with, and Christian Wood on the Pistons, he had to deal with. Two Lakers, contracted the virus, and they are also clear right now. But we know that the world is not out of the woods. We know the United States of America isn't out of the woods. And there has been some discussion as to how professional athletes and professional teams who have the ability to, let's be honest here, obtain their own private resources and have been donating and giving back to the community. The NFL and the Players Association today donated $35 million to relief. You know, NBA players have dipped into their own pockets to help provide relief, and that's across all of the major sports. But you know, the Brooklyn Nets had to kind of defend themselves about a week ago when it came down to tests. Someone asked the president of the United States, how is it that athletes are able to procure these tests when the rest of the country is basically suffering? And so we have had independent states and municipalities and regions come together and say, okay, you know, we are lacking in resources, whether it happens to be masks or medical equipment or scrubs or, you know, hospital rooms. You know, on the East Coast in New York, on the West Coast in Los Angeles, you know, we basically have floating hospitals to help the tide and take in people who would still need help. But, you know, one of the most famous orthopedic surgeons here in the United States of America, you've probably heard of him. His name is Dr. James Andrews. Over time, he has worked on everybody and performed procedures. Roger Clemens, Bo Jackson, Michael Jordan, Adrian Peterson, John Smoltz, Brett Favre, multiple wrestlers. I believe he fixed Triple H years ago. So if you are an athlete, you don't want to see Dr. James Andrews, but if it's necessary that you get a procedure done, he is top of the line and he is someone that you want to see. And unfortunately, in baseball, we know pitchers are fragile. Their arms, you know, it's not meant to throw 100 miles per hour. It's not meant to go in a constant repetitive motion with these particular grips that they have to induce the slide on a baseball. This isn't always the case. It's not natural for a pitcher to do what he does with his arm. And so we've seen a Chris Sale basically come down and knee Tommy John. We've seen a Luis Severino of the Yankees with a torn ligament in his arm. Last week, we see, even though there is no baseball, Noah Syndergaard, Thor, who looks like a power lifter on a baseball mound, you know, Noah Syndergaard came down with his own issue and needed Tommy John surgery. And in a time where the United States of America, as is the rest of the world, is short on resources, you know, people are saying, hey, we have to cut this out. We got to be done. We can't have, athletes, you know, quote unquote, skipping the line to get procedures done when the rest of the world is suffering. But having said that, Dr. James Andrews, someone from his Andrews Institute for Orthopedics in Florida, said, we are not performing any non-urgent or non-emergency procedures, including Tommy John surgery, in compliance with the governor's executive order. We are adhering to these restrictions, and all such cases are suspended at this time. And the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, he issued an order that said all non-essential elective procedures in the state be postponed amidst the pandemic that we're all dealing with. So, you know, Chris Sale, that recommendation came out. He had surgery in L.A. Okay, Noah Syndergaard, he had, you know, the same Tommy John surgery in Florida last week. And, you know, it opens up the issue of, you know, whether it's fair. And unfortunately, we know that, you know, that it's not the case. You know, I wouldn't necessarily compare someone who has a high income or a team who operates as an enterprise where your body is your tool, your body is your job, as the same. You know, they have the resources to go ahead and procure a test and get their athletes healthy. You know, it's no surprise that they would do this. Now, having said that, I think we've pretty much seen the last of these non-essential surgeries in the United States of America. You know, it's one thing to have your knee fixed or your elbow cleaned up. You know, it's another thing when those supplies can actually go ahead and help people who are in need. So I think with all of the talk about it, we're finally moving into a space where, yeah, I think you've seen the last of non-essential surgeries. And at the same time, unless we get some of these dumb athlete injuries at home, I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. I think we've pretty much put a stop to it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS if you want to chime in. And I can't be remiss to also say that we have athletes who have put their own money out. I don't want to say that, okay, a couple of guys had surgery and professional athletes and teams don't care about the community. You know, I think the biggest faux pas that we've seen happens to come from the owners of the Philadelphia 76ers, or the owner, the primary owner, Josh Harris, who happens to be a billionaire who wanted his players to take a pay cut. Well, I'm sorry, man, that's not going to cut it. And he had to go on an apology tour. And now he's donating laptops all over the city of Philadelphia, even after Joel Embiid put down, $500,000 of his own money. He needs to take a page out of Steve Ballmer's book, owner of the Clippers, who put down $25 million. Let's check in with Matt from Cleveland. Matt, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks, Dan. You know, I'm all for these professional athletes putting down all this money to help, but are they putting down all this money after they've paid for their test to find out that they're not COVID-19 positive?
Not at all.
Once they buy their test and they find out that they're negative, now it's okay for them to donate and help everybody. But I guarantee you, I bet my butt that there's no way that they're going to donate all this money if they find out that they're sick. That money is going to stay with their family because they don't know what's going to happen if they find out they're sick. They're donating after they bought their test and find out that they're safe. And then on top of it, when they find out they're safe, they're telling us to stay at home while they live in these million-dollar mansions. You know, I'm a huge sports fan. I am. Born sports fan, but these guys are a joke. I'm sorry. These guys are a fucking joke.
Okay, Matt. Matt is extremely angry there. And Matt decided to bet his butt that athletes are donating after they go ahead and get tests. And he bets his butt that athletes would not put down money if they tested positive. Well, Matt, unfortunately, I'm sorry that you've lost a little bit of hope in humanity. And, you know, we can't measure humanity with dollars and cents. I'm sorry about that. You know, do I think someone like Russell Wilson isn't going to go ahead and donate meals because he did or didn't test positive? No, I don't see the math in that adding up. Do I see someone like J.J. Watt, who's helping to feed people in Houston? Do I see him making or not making a difference because of he took a test and it came back positive or negative? No. That math doesn't add up. Someone like Kevin Durant, who did unfortunately test positive, Kevin Durant just helped put together a tournament to entertain people here in the United States of America on ESPN. And he's also, if he wins or whoever wins, is organizing $100,000 to go towards relief. So I'm not going to equate a professional athlete in how they live and where they live to their humanity. because money doesn't add up to who a person is. It can enhance, it can make things worse, it can make things better, but that doesn't change humanity. And athletes are not a subhuman. They're not a superhuman. They have families. They deal with issues. They have extended issues just like everybody else. They're human beings. And it's not something that all of us can relate to. I'm sorry. Not every one of us can shoot a basketball and make $33 and $40 million. But don't think that the $33 and $40 million makes life all that much better. And because they have money, that money buys happiness, because it does not. Let's not get two issues confused here. Let's give humanity a little bit more credit. And I wish, and we did this last week, I wish we would stop just poking and picking at athletes like they're the only entertainers. Nobody says this about movie stars. Nobody says this about businessmen. We have plenty of people who we've never heard of in life who make more money than professional athletes. We don't say the same thing about the owners. Let's tone it down a little bit. But when we come back, since we all have to stay in the house, since we have to quarantine, I want to tell you about some royalty who's doing it in a unique way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.